Hi, I'm Cesar. I'd like to present a little project of mine, which is a mini language for generating GTK Wave documents, which is inspired on cascading style sheet of HTML. That's why I write GTK Wave documents with style. So, many of you may know that GTK Wave is a really nice waveform viewer and really useful for digital design of FPGAs and ASICs in hardware description language. It does have many formatting features, and you really use the GUI to create a layout, dragging and dropping from the signal list into the signal pane. And there in the signal pane, you can right click on each one and change the format. Go to the search menu to search for your signal, and in case you don't know in which module it is. Well, what if I want to put this save file in the version control? Well, it's a bit inconvenient because it includes GUI settings, which is particular to your computer, your usage. Well, it is ASCII-based, it's not binary at least, but cryptic. It's not really not meant to be editable by hand. It has a magic numeric constants instead of colors, for instance. So you do need to use the GUI, which can be tedious. So these two things you need to cannot use a text editor, and inconvenience to share, and in version control that got me this idea. What if I create a mini language to generate these documents? Yes. So well, I did this, and it is Python-based, it useful for integrating into simulators which are in Python, like CocoDB and nmeegen, Amarant, etc. And it's really nice that you can put your code and your layout in the same file, maybe. Everything can be parameterized, so if your Verilog has parameters, you can change the layout to have also these parameters. And well, the library is really tiny because I leverage the API from the PyVCD module for the heavy lifting of writing the format that GTK Wave understands. And another bonus is that style can be separated from content, like HTML and cascading style sheets, right? So how does it look? Well, you will first import my module. Then you simply, if you want to start simple, you just list the traces in a list, Python list. Yes, in the order you want to put into the pane. No formatting yet. And then you call my API, which is this only function here. It's the only function of the API. Write GTK Wave. So you put the output of the save file name, the input trace data, the trace names, which you defined here, and the top module, so you don't need to repeat top shifter in front of each signal. It's the default here. And, well, you can say which period your clock is. So when you fire GTK Wave, it's already in that same zoom level. Don't you remember when you open a new, when you create a new layout, and you first drag the clock, you don't see the clock. You have to zoom out many times because it's the default of GTK Wave is picoseconds. Here, if I read your clock period of your simulation, and then I calculate the zoom level, so a clock cycle is it's a nice size. Well, now we can add some attributes finally, like changing this color, right? So what you do instead of signal name, a string, you put a tuple. The first is the string, and then the following are attributes that you can define. So in this case, color orange, base, decimal, and here you see the result. Next, you can put comments in the signal pane, like this one and this one. It serves to separate the signals. Also, you put a blank here, so it's not everything everything together, right? It has some separation here. So how you do it? You put a special attribute, which is a comment. It's not associated to any signal, but it's there. It separates. Next, you can create these collapsible groups. It's groups that you can click and it will collapse and hide them. Yes, useful for debugging signals you don't want to see all the time, or grouping into a hierarchy. Here you have, for instance, the previous inputs, then the internal signals, then the output port. How you do it? Instead of an attribute, you put a list of signals recursively. You can do it, yes. So you have the name of the group and a list of signals. And in this list, you can put attributes like before. Well, we arrived at the meat of the talk, which is styles, which I mentioned, which was this equivalent of the cascading style sheets, right? So it works like this. Instead of an attribute, you put a name, a class name. In this case, all inputs are orange and all the outputs will be yellow. And the debug will be red and also will be in another module, not the shifter, but the top level benchtop design, yes. And this one test case is a signal, not a class. You can change an attribute of a signal in a specific, yes. And here the root selector, which is an empty string, will give a default base for every signal. So the signal list was simple, now it's a bit more complicated, right? So here I show instead of the attribute, you can put the class name. And but if you want, you can continue using attributes, inline attributes, no problem. And well, here I have one that which is a display attribute instead of the signal name 0, I put another name in the signal pane. Yes. So let's see how it turns out. Well, here you go. Nice, formatted, colorful, separated traces, separating group of traces. You have here the input port, but you have input signals and the output signals of the handshake. So it's really nicer. Yes. And well, you just have to put the style after the description. Yes, after the signal description, the signal list. Indeed. Another thing, you can embed the file name in the layout file so you know where it came from. And you can put a marker in a place you want to put it here, maybe to signal something interesting. Well, so concluding, I hope more people find this idea useful, and I'm looking for feedback and more use cases that I can put into my tool. Now it currently it's not independent, it resides on this package. It is generated from LibreSock work and at the moment, but we can break out into its own package if people find it really interesting. So, well, thank you very much for listening. Bye-bye.
Hello. Thank you for watching.
Thank you so much for that. It's really, really useful. I mean, just for in the LibreSock project, we found it incredibly valuable. Saved a huge amount of time.
Yes, indeed. Well, it was a need of mine, right? That I really wanted.
Are you able to unmute? It did. Eventually, we got it going last time.
I'm talking, Luke. I'm talking already, but I guess you can hear me, sorry. Well, anyway, yes, there was a need of mine to check this GTK Wave file.
That's so strange, I can't hear. I can't hear you talking, Cesar, but everybody else can hear me, so carry on.
Okay, no worries. Well, if you have any questions, let's see if I have anyone. Yes, indeed, I did this for the project, the LibreSock project, and it was a matter of checking these GTK Wave documents in the repository. And well, I have experience working with GUI generated project files, and every time you save, you need to start, you have a huge difference file. So I did this to work on this. Well, the thing is, let's see if I can share my GTK Wave window here. You see that I can start with things hidden, things I don't want to see. I can hide, and I can check this into the repository, and well, it's really, really nice. Let's see if I have any other questions. Let's see. Uh-huh. Super cool project. That was for the other talk. Okay. Should upstream GTK Wave add some more functionality than from you, from your experience? Okay, the question is if GTK Wave, well, I didn't contact GTK Wave yet. Maybe from experience, another things of GTK Wave. No, GTK Wave is very complete. Maybe if it could have a better document format that should avoid my hacks, right? The thing about the GUIs is you click, 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 and sometimes you want to type things, and too much clicks in GUIs, right? So it's like LaTeX and Word and LibreWriter, right? Sometimes LaTeX is better, right? And also HTML and Markdown, maybe. Let's see. Okay, I guess.
I think the advantage, big advantage is the reproducibility, the consistent reproducibility.
Indeed. Indeed. Yes. You can really save the file and don't worry about it changing. The thing is, if the reload button will reload the VCD file, not the document. You have to reload the GTK Wave. Well, I think my talk is ending, so thank you very much for watching. And hopeful you can maybe use it. Thanks.
Yes, thank you so much. That was really, really helpful. There's a